Manuel was born in Calatafimi in the province of Trapani, Italy, on June 21, 2001. Manuel received a Christian education in a joyful and full of life family where everything passed without problems. Until in June of 2005, at the age of 4, Manuel suffered severe pain in his right leg. A few days later, at the hospital of Palermo, where he had been hospitalized, he was diagnosed with a terrible cancer. At that moment, his way of the cross began, and it was going to last 5 long years. It was the beginning of a unique, painful, yet very joyful journey for this little one, who eventually felt the presence of Jesus speaking to him like a close friend. He first underwent an operation to remove his tumor, recovered from it, and received his first few cycles of chemotherapy. At first, he wanted to go to school and play with his friends, and he cried because he could not go. Then, after some time, the inexplicable occurred. Manuel accepted his treatment, becoming patient and calm. Sister Prisca, a Franciscan nun at the hospital, was the first to notice the change in Manuel. She said that before receiving therapy, Manuel would always visit the chapel because he wanted to see Jesus. This made him very happy because he wanted to be the closest friend of Jesus. Towards the end of summer 2005, Manuel returned home and recovered with his family and loved ones. After playing games, he always asked everyone to pray the rosary because the Hail Marys would make him feel better. He often asked those near him to recite it in moments of pain because it makes the pain go away, or in moments of fear because it gives him strength and peace. As time passed, his relationship with Our Lady intensified and she became more alive. Once, Manuel was physically exhausted from countless treatments and asked Our Lady for a special consolation. It was the villagers' patron saint day and they took Our Lady out in procession. Manuel exclaimed to his mother that Our Lady had told him that he was her joy and that she will have fireworks for him. His mother explained that they weren't expecting any fireworks that day. Afterwards, Manuel went to sleep but was later awoken by fireworks, he said to his mom.
Now are you convinced? Our Lady told me, you are my joy and these fireworks are for you.
In the hospital, the chaplain normally gave communion to his mother. Manuel also wanted to receive Jesus, but everyone told him that he was too young since he was only 6 years old. However, given his insistence, his Christian maturity, and his alarming physical condition, he received permission from the Bishop of Trapani. On 13th October 2007, he received his first communion. However, on the morning of the long-awaited day, he did not feel well. He woke up with terrible pains in his leg which did not allow him to get out of bed and because of which he feared he would not be able to go to the chapel. Towards noon, against all odds, the pain disappeared. Manuel explained that Our Lady had healed him. The Mass for his first communion was very reverent and full of love. He later wrote on a holy card,
I want to receive Jesus in my heart so that he can become my best friend forever. He will be my strength, my joy, my cure.
He told his friends, priests, and nuns that the reason to why he wanted to receive Jesus so young was because he wanted to receive Jesus into his heart. He later asked the bishop,
Bishop, can you please tell your priests to custom everyone to at least 5 minutes of silence to be able to speak and listen to Jesus in their hearts. Think of the last person who takes communion. He doesn't even have time to say hello to Jesus.
In another letter, little Manuel explained why he felt that he urgently needed to write.
Dear friends, I want to talk to you about how Jesus is present in the Eucharist. He lets himself be seen and felt in Holy Communion. You don't believe it. Try to concentrate without getting distracted. Close your eyes, pray, and speak because Jesus will listen to you and speak to your heart. Don't open your eyes right away because this communication will be interrupted and it won't come back. Learn to be in silence and something wonderful will happen a balm of grace. If you are sick, He will give you strength to endure all suffering. If you are sad, He will give you strength to smile. If you are bored, He will give you the strength of Him. If you are full of anger and nervous, He will give you the strength to calm down. All this will only happen if you trust in Him, because He loves you much more than you can love Him.
One day after communion, Manuel shared how he asked Jesus what he could give him the following Christmas, and Jesus answered, "Always show my joy to others. Be a warrior of light in the midst of darkness." In June of 2008, he went to Lourdes. After dinner at the hotel, Manuel recited the rosary with some pilgrims and wanted to offer a dozen for a blind child. No one understood why he had this intention. Upon their return, it was known that a blind child from another group had regained his sight. In August of 2008, Manuel made his confirmation. Jesus gave him the gift of His Spirit in abundance. The balm of grace, as Manuel referred to the Eucharist, made his illness appear to be inexplicably a happy one. On July 2, 2009, Manuel had to undergo a very painful scan and did not want to see anyone nor answer the phone. He asked the Blessed Virgin for a sign to show that she loved him and was helping him. A little before midnight, he started to hear fireworks. One day after communion, Jesus said to him, "Manuel, your heart is not your own. It's mine, and I live in you." But Manuel did not quite understand, so he asked his spiritual director what it meant. The only words that came to the priest's mind were those of St. Paul, "Yet I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me." Manuel said to his friends,
"Jesus called me warrior of light to conquer the evil and darkness of the world."
The little boy saw what his mission was with total clarity.
"Mom, are there really people who don't love Jesus? We should bring the greatest possible number of souls to Him. To love Jesus, you should pray a lot, work hard, study, and offer sacrifices to Him. Example, you don't want to eat pasta with zucchini, but you eat it anyway and offer it up for Jesus."
Friends gathered around him at home and in the hospital, drawn to the joy and peace that he radiated while his body was slowly giving out. Many priests who visited him heard him say,
"I love you. I pray for you. Take Jesus to children, to those who suffer, to the sick. Take Jesus to everyone you meet. Tell your priest to remind the faithful that they always have to receive Jesus in a state of grace, without sin, and afterwards to always spend at least 15 minutes giving thanks. Jesus is very great. He's God and has to be treated like God."
His mother and the priest encouraged him to take painkillers to ease the pain, but the child said,
"I want to wait a little longer before I take medicine because Jesus needs me suffering to save souls."
On June the 21st, 2010, Manuel celebrated his last birthday. The last days of his agony arrived, but to the doctor's amazement, the heart of this warrior continued to beat for 4 more days. His mother understood immediately that Manuel had offered again his last drops of blood for someone whose name will never be known. He gave his mother precise instructions for the day of his death. That day, he would wear his first communion suit, and instead of a pillow for his head, he would rest on a Bible open to the passage of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 14, in which it is written, "Heal me, Lord, that I may be healed. Save me, that I may be saved, for you are my praise." He also said that she shouldn't cry, and that no one should cry, but rather that they should be recollected in prayer so that his funeral could reflect the great feast he was going to live in heaven. July the 20th was his last day on earth. He was lying on his bed with his rosary tightly held in his hands. Mass was celebrated in his room. After receiving communion, he whispered,
"I have finished."
During terrible suffering one night, 2 months before he died, he had said to his mother,
You're my only true witness. You'll have to write a lot of books about me and so that everyone can come to know my story.
Servant of God, Manuel Fodera, pray for us. Just like he
is to us. Grace now shown, welcomed home. God the Father's mercy known, His mercy known. On sorry hearts we close the door. Don't give the help they need.